path along life's highway. So common and well trod by the shoes of burdened Christians who won't put their trust in God.
Welcome to The Liberating Secret with your host, author, and teacher, Sylvia Pierce. The Liberating Secret is dedicated to revealing the mystery of the gospel, which is Christ in you, the only hope of glory. Let's join Sylvia Pierce for today's lesson.
He died and rose again to set me free.
Welcome to The Liberating Secret. My name is Sylvia Pierce. I'm just so glad to be with you today again. I hope you've been following the teaching that here on The Liberating Secret. Today, what I'm going to do, I'm going to start a new series. Today, I'm going to do a teaching in Colossians. I love that little book in Colossians. It's always one of my very favorites. But I always say that Paul's little letters are always a favorite. It's a small letter, but it sure is jam-packed with a lot of great spiritual insight. So we're going to go through it little by little and savor every bit of the spiritual insight that we can savor out of it. Just like you're chewing on a great piece of meat and you're just going to get all the juices out of it that you can. That's what we're going to do, because Paul is a meat man. Peter is the milk man. He talks about the milk of the word, but Paul certainly brings out the meat. In other words, this is strong meat. And actually, The Liberating Secret, if you're wondering, who am I speaking to? Well, I am speaking to Christians. Hopefully, you are a blood-bought Christian. You know the Lord Jesus Christ. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ and would like to know Him, you write me. I'll be glad to send you a little book, How Can I Know Jesus? And I've got the little booklet that I can send that to you, and you can understand how you can receive Him and know Him as Lord and Savior. Not just know about Him or not just know some kind of religion, but to know Him, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform your life and give you peace and forgive you of your sins. So, but I'm talking to people that know that they are Christians, and maybe they've felt defeated sometime in their life, or they've not understood a lot of things that have happened to them, or they've not understood why we have to suffer as Christians and why other people make Christianity work and they can't. And, you know, some of these questions, there's always lots of questions that people have. And I'm here to really advance you, to help rebuild foundations maybe that have been kind of lost or set aside for a while. You know, that's really what Colossians is doing. It's so easy to be distracted or diverted from the foundational truths of what our salvation is really about in the first place. And we need to revisit it quite often. Paul says that it's not, it doesn't bother me to repeat myself at all. So, because it's expedient for you. And I feel that way too. I feel that way. I love teaching of the liberating truth of Christ in you, the only hope of glory. And I hope that it brings new understanding and new life to you as well. But before we begin, I always like to do a little advertisement. So I have some booklets. My book is called The Treasures of Darkness. I hope some of you all have gotten this. If you've not, you may write, and for a donation, you can have this book. I think just $5, if that's what you would like. If you would like to donate just $5, I'll be glad to send you this book. Probably just pays for the printing and for the mailing, and that's it. And a lot of times I give this away when I go to prisons, and I give this away all the time. But if you'd like to write and help with the reprinting of this, that we would appreciate that. Okay, well, this book, Treasures of Darkness, that's interesting. It comes from a verse in Isaiah. The Isaiah verse says, I will give you the treasures of darkness, hidden riches in secret places, that you might know that I'm the God of Israel, that I'm the God. And sometimes people have to be taken to dark places in order to really know that God not only is for them and has died and was crucified for them, but He also lives His life in us. Now, I personally went through a dark time to discover the life of Christ living in me. Well, that totally changed my life. Instead of me thinking that Christ was way off and somehow in heaven and I had to please Him somehow by, you know, doing good things or trying hard to overcome my temptations and my trials and trying to have a sweet face when I wanted to be mad and not understanding myself at all, you see. But learning that the life of Christ is sufficient for all things. And actually, that's what this book, this Colossians book, is saying, that He is not only the head of all things and preeminent above all things, He is sufficient in you for all things. Now, that's a big thing to know, because it's easy to get detracted off into all the different things, the speculations and philosophies and imaginations, and that we can dream up ourselves, and avenues we go down, and somehow we're diverted off of the person of Christ Himself. Now, that's what I'm going to continue to do, continually lead you back just to the person. Even, you know, even in our prayer life, we pray, oh God, please give me more love, give me more peace, give me more of Yourself. Well, basically, it's because we feel like we don't have peace. We feel like we don't have love. We feel like we don't have more of Him, when the Bible says that He is complete if you will only know that He is in you. If you don't know He's in you, you won't know that you're complete either, you see. And so all that He is, when He's in you, becomes all that you are. And so that brings you to a new level of living. I promise you it will. Now, my first little booklet I want to talk about is The Fountain of Living Water. Now, there's a verse in John that says, out from me shall flow rivers of living water. Wow. Always love that verse. Now, that's a fountain. That's an artesian well that's inside of us. That's what Jesus told the woman at the well. You come to me, you drink from me, and then you get this living water inside you, which is really the person of Christ Himself. It's the person of Christ who is that living water. And you live from His life, and out from you shall flow rivers of living water. It might not come out as rivers at first. And I had a teacher tell me one time, it might start out being a little muddy trickle, but it will be water, you see. So, and we have to trust that and believe that. And we have to enter into it and take it by faith. What these great and mighty things that God says about us, that we're salt, and we're light, and we have living water in us. My goodness, if we can enter into it and take it by faith and believe it, you see, out from us shall flow rivers of living water. I promise it will happen. And you know what? I wrote another book called The Abundant Life. Well, the abundant life is not a thing that I get. Abundant life is the person Himself. Is Christ Himself is the abundant life that I can live from inwardly. Most of the time we think abundant life is getting outer things abundantly, getting more bills paid, getting more greater houses, getting better cars, getting, you know, better things, materialism. No, abundant life really starts inwardly. It starts in the life of Christ. He is abundant life. See, abundant life is not things we get. Abundant life is the person of Christ Himself. Now, when you have Him living abundantly, sufficiently within you, then whatever happens outwardly is not going to be the point, because inwardly the sufficiency will be there. The power of life will be there. The power of His resurrection will raise you above whatever is happening to you in this life. I mean, it's a mighty, mighty life that lives inside of us that is able to do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, personally, I never thought I could do anything. Did I ever think that I was ever going to be on TV? Did I ever think I could teach the Bible? Did I ever think? Never, never. I was always the least of the least, I thought. I mean, Paul even thought he was the least of the apostles, and sometimes I think he was the mightiest, but yet he thought of himself as the least, because we know the power and sufficiency doesn't come from human flesh. It comes from the power and life of the Christ that lives within us. The Christ, that's what you've received when you received Christ, is the very abundant, sufficient life of Christ within. Wow, I'm telling you, it's big. It will set you free. It is the liberating secret. This little booklet is called That Which Besets You. Well, everybody has things that beset us. I mean, if children are not doing right, we obsess over it. If we're not doing right, we obsess over it. If we don't have enough money, we obsess over it. You see, it besets us. It besets us. Well, Paul had a besetting sin in Romans 7. What was it? He couldn't stop coveting. He kept wanting more and more and more. Maybe some of you have that same problem. I bet you never thought of it as a sin, but it is. It's really the sin of idolatry. You're idolizing outer things, you see. Bet you never thought of that. Paul did think of it. Paul knew better, and he couldn't stop doing it. It beset him every time. Well, he learned the victory of how not to do that. He learned first that he couldn't conquer his own self. He didn't have the flesh power to overcome his own self, but he had to trust and live from the life within, just like I'm talking about, which absolutely overcame that sin. And that's really the life of the overcomer. I mean, that's what Jesus is saying to the seven churches of Revelation. Overcome, overcome. Repent from where you've fallen and overcome. You can overcome. How can we overcome? Well, he's already ascended far above principalities and powers. And Ephesians tells us that we're seated together with him far above principalities and powers. Now, do you feel it? No. Does it seem to be true? No. Does it seem to be like life is steamrolling you? Yes. How do I live above it? The life of Christ, be in him, raised above, ascended above. Now you're living the life above your circumstances. Your circumstances don't steamroll you. You live the more than conqueror life that is promised to us in Romans 8. That's what's promised to us in the Bible. And that life is not your life. You are dead. Your life is gone. The old life is gone, was crucified with Christ. The new life, his own life, has come inside of you. And that's who you really are. That's what we've got to get to know that. That's where the victory. That's when we'll start shining as lights. He calls us the light of the world. You really already are the light of the world. But unless you really take it by faith and know that he is that light shining through you and is your life, you see, and it's not you that lives anymore, it's him that lives, until you know that, you're not going to know the abundant life. Now, this little booklet is called A God Only. Well, that comes from a scripture in Matthew. In the sermon on the Sermon on the Mount, there's a little scripture that says, I think it's in chapter 5. It says, I think it's verse 22, if my memory is correct. It says, if the light that's, if thy eye be single, your whole body will be filled with light. So if you have the single eye of faith, that's what it's saying, the single eye, in other words, if you see through your circumstances and you have a single eye of faith because you're believing God is greater than your circumstances or wherever you are, then you will have a single eye of faith. It will bring light into your whole being, actually. It will bring the living water out of your mouth. You will be the light of the world. You will be the salt of the world when you have the single eye of faith. But the verse next to it, I think it's verse 23, says this. It says, but if your eye be evil, how great is that darkness? And if the light that is in you, because if you have Christ, you have light within you, be dark, how great is that darkness? Oh my goodness. That's like you're losing light. Why? Because you're not keeping your eye focused on God and his purposes in every situation. And you know what we tend to do? We tend to make our problem much greater than God, than the solution, which is Christ. We make the problem so big and so awful and so much worse than anybody else's problem because it's happening to me. You see, that we've got our eye. That's darkness. That's double-mindedness. You see, you're seeing the problem. You know you've got the Lord, but yet your problem is so big that it's overcome you, and you're under it. So you see, so we have to run to psychologists. We have to run to counselors. Why not run to Jesus? Run to Jesus and say, Jesus, I know you are my solution. Not bringing a solution, but you are my solution. It says, It says, delight yourself in me, and then I will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in Jesus, and then he will give you the desires of your heart. You see, we have desires that we want, and we beg him, but we're not delighting ourselves in him. If you're delighting yourself in him, you're saying you're greater than any problem I've got. I see that you're reigning even above the problem, even though I can't see you, and it doesn't look like it, and it doesn't feel like it, and I don't know how it's going to work. I can't understand it. A lot of times God will say to me, I'll say to the Lord, Lord, if I could just understand this. And he says, Sylvia, it's not any of your business. I'm not going to let you understand it. You know, that's the basis of psychology. Psychology is if man can understand his own problems and his own self, then he can conquer himself in some way that he can work himself out of it. You know what? I think psychology sometimes has taken the place of simple faith in the Holy Spirit and the working of the Holy Spirit within us. You see, I didn't have a psychologist. I didn't have any pills to take. I just had Jesus. And I went through darkness. I went through 3 years of depression, you see. But I had the Holy Spirit. He saw me through it. I'm a fan of the Holy Spirit. I can tell you that. I'm not saying that some people might not need some counseling. I'm not saying that because I'm not going to limit God. God can meet you in any way. But I'm telling you, the final thing has to be that the Holy Spirit has to set you free. Your only freedom will be in Him and not in hearing or understanding yourself. You see, reason has taken the place of faith. My own understanding has taken the place of simple faith. You see, we need to come back to our foundational teaching and foundational understanding that it is Christ, in Christ alone I stand. He's the rock I stand on. He's the one that I can put my faith in. And he's not in heaven. He's inside of me. He's the strength when I feel weak. He's the courage when I feel like that I'm a coward. He is my life. He is the abundant life. He is the fountain of living water. You see, it's Christ, and Christ alone we stand on. Okay, another little booklet I have is Crossing the Jordan River. You know, moving into the abundant life is like the children of Israel crossing into the promised land. Now, you know, Hebrews tells us this. The book of Hebrews tells us this, that the children of Israel would not enter into across the Jordan River. We know the story. If you're a Christian, you've heard the story. You know there were giants, and they didn't have faith, and they wouldn't move across the Jordan River into the promised land because of the giants, and they felt like grasshoppers, and they were in unbelief. But the New Testament says they have an evil heart of unbelief. Do you know? If you don't take God at His word and the fact that Jesus is enough for anything that's happening to you, in a sense, you're gonna move backwards into the wilderness having an evil heart of unbelief because you're not believing that God is greater than your circumstances. I'm here to encourage you into faith. And it doesn't even have to be, it doesn't have to be big faith. And I don't want you to have faith in your faith. A lot of people are trying to have faith in their own faith. No, I'm saying this. I'm saying what Galatians 2:20 says. I am crucified with Christ. Not just me, but you are crucified with Christ. You no longer live. Nevertheless, you're alive. Oh, but it's not you living, it's Christ living in you. And the life that you live in your human flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God. A lot of the translations say in the Son of God. No, I'm saying of the Son of God. So He's moved inside of me and He can even be my faith when I don't feel like I have any faith. Well, Jesus, you hit it, then you be my faith. You see, and I thank you that you are. Actually, faith is believing in the person inside of us and then believing what he says that he's already done. You see, that's what faith is, actually. And by doing that, you'll move into the promised land of the abundant life and the fountain of living water flowing out of you. Everything that Jesus promised. Peace that passes all understanding. abundant life, the whole, you'll when you get him, you get the whole lot. Getting him gets the whole sufficiency for all things when you know he's the indwelling spirit within, when you know it's really Christ within you and not you. When you know that, then he comes back and expresses himself as common you. And you think, sometimes I think, well, I don't feel like I've got Christ in me every minute. See, we move past what we feel and what we think, and we move in and take God at his word. You know, Jesus says, when I come back, will I find faith on this earth? He's just looking for childlike faith that will just simply believe him for what he has said. Co-saviors and intercessors. Learn how to be an intercessor. And that's far greater than just prayer. And like I have said before, one of the greatest books on intercession is Reese House Intercessor. That was written by Norman Grubb. Here's another one. The Citadel of Self-Dependency. Wow. A lot of people have, this has transformed a lot of people. That's a wonderful one to get. The Last Crusade, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. We'll take the Last Crusade and dare to come into the promised land of sufficiency in Christ. And that will be your Last Crusade. That's what everybody is really trying to find in the first place. If you don't know Jesus, I'll send you this little book. It says, How Can I Know Jesus? This will help you understand how you have received him and how then it does not depend on your works. It depends on what he has done. The finished work of the cross has made you complete in him. And you can know that early on. You don't have to spend a long, long time trying to discover who you are. You can move into that early on, right as soon as you know that Christ is your life and that you didn't get yourself there by your good works, by knowing Christ in the first place, and you don't get yourself to heaven any faster or any better by doing good works, because the good works has to be done by the Holy Spirit, by the life of Christ within you, or there would stubble and hay. It's just as simple as that. God Only, this little booklet, great little booklet. These booklets will guide you along and take step by step exactly what I'm talking about. God Only is another way of saying the single eye of faith. Keep your eye on Jesus, the God Only. Okay, now I do a presentation. I've already done it before on this program. It's called What is Man? Now, if you would like that chart presentation, I've got it available for you, and also the commentary that goes with it. Now, for any of you that might want the DVDs of any of these series, like this. This one is called What is Man? And it is a whole series. It has, in this is a package, it has one of the small chart presentations. It has the big chart presentation that you're able to flip in this binder and teach it. And how do you teach it? But you teach it because I've given you every one of the DVDs, every program that goes with this whole presentation is right here. And if you would like to give me a gift of $35, you can have this whole presentation. And that would be a donation. Now here's another one that I've done, and this is my recent one. This is called With Wings as Eagles. And if you want a complete scriptural basis to everything I teach, this is where you're going to find it, as wings, with wings as eagles. And we know that comes from Isaiah. And this is also the commentary on 37 30-minute programs. You can have these DVDs right in your house. Maybe you would like to share these with your friends, or maybe a couple of your friends, and they might want to come over for coffee. And you can pop in one of these DVDs. You can make a copy of each program will have a chapter pertaining to that program, a written presentation as well as the video presentation of what I'm talking about. And I go from the whole purpose of Christianity, I go from the Garden of Eden all the way through Revelation. So if you would like to have a comprehensive study in your home and you feel inadequate, you don't have to be adequate. You just pop in a 30-minute program, bring your friends in, watch the program, read the written material, and then you can actually, you can then write me or email me if you have any questions. Send me the emails and I will answer these questions, or even on the telephone. And sometimes I Skype people as well. So if you're somewhere else and you maybe would like to Skype me sometimes, I would be glad to do that. So see how you can do that from our website. But this also can be yours. It's 37 30-minute programs. And if you send me a gift of $50, I will send you this whole presentation. So that's a huge presentation. I'd like to give it to you free, but it does cost for us to do these. So I love to give everything away free, and probably if you were one of my friends, you'd probably already have it. I love to give everything free. I give my Bible, my books away free a lot of times when I go places. If any of you all would like me to have me come maybe to your house, to your living room, and have a few people come in, I'd be glad to do that. If you'd like for me to come to your church, I would be glad to do that as well. And share some of these truths that certainly I believe are foundational truths in the body of Christ that really will set us free and will help you understand how you can know who you truly are. And so when things come against you, you're not stumbled all the time and steamrolled by your circumstances, that you can be a more than a conqueror and live above your circumstances instead of your circumstances steamrolling you. And I think that's what we need to know in this time that we're going through in history anyway. All right, now next time we're going to start Colossians. And let me just say a couple of things about Colossians. Colossians is Paul's doing exactly what I love to do, and that's lift Jesus Christ up as preeminent, the Lord of all creation, the Lord of all principality and power, the Lord that holds everything together by His Word. Oh my goodness. I mean, I can't tell you how much I love Jesus. And I know you do too. And I want you to have the same living water that pops out of me everywhere I am, in the post office, in the grocery store, everywhere. It's just always there. So thank you for joining me, and we're going to start next time right into Colossians. So thank you for joining me, and may God richly bless you. Goodbye.
You have been listening to The Liberating Secret with Sylvia Pierce. We want to send a special thank you to all our supporters who make this program possible. If you have been blessed by this program and would like to contact Sylvia, you can write her at P.O. Box 43268, Louisville, Kentucky 40253. That's Post Office Box 43268, Louisville, Kentucky 40253. You can also find more of Sylvia's teachings on her website. The web address is www.theliberatingsecret.com. That's www.theliberatingsecret.com. And be sure to listen again right here Monday through Friday at the same time for The Liberating Secret with author and teacher Sylvia Pierce. So until next time, may God richly bless you.